Brian expressed, "My hands are solid. I don't have a foggiest idea." Brian showed that he expected consent for sex as a result of the informer's nonverbal communication. For example, her kissing him, putting her hand on his penis, and twisting around. Yet, that he didn't unequivocally request her consent during the experience. Bryant later said that he accepted the informer was equipped for saying no during the encounter. He inquired as to whether he could come all over her, and she said no. Law information authorities gathered proof from Bryant, and he consented to submit to an assault test unit and a willful falsehood finder test. On July 4th, Sheriff Joe Hoy gave the capture warrant for Bryant. Bryant flew from Los Angeles back to Eagle, Colorado to give up to the police. He was quickly discharged on a $25,000 bond, and updates on the capture became open 2 days after that. On July 18th, the Eagle County District Attorney's Office recorded a frequent charge against Bryant for rape. Whenever sentenced, Bryant confronted probation to life in jail. On July 18th, after he was officially charged, Bryant held a news gathering in which he resolved denying. Bryant held a news conference in which he resolved denying assaulting the lady. He confessed to having double-crossing sexual experience with her, however. He demanded it was consensual. Chapter 29, The Criminal Case. In December 2003, preliminary hearings were held to think about movements regarding the suitability of proof. During those hearings, the indictment blamed Bryant's protection group for assaulting his informer's believability. It was uncovered that she wore undies containing another man's semen and the pubic hair to her assault test the day after the supposed episode. Criminologist Doug Winters expressed that the yellow clothing she wore to her assault test contained sperm from another man, alongside Caucasian pubic hairs. Bryant's lawyers revealed that the test results indicated convincing proof of blamelessness because the informer probably had another sexual experience following the occurrence. She told the agents that she got dirty clothing on intentionally from her clothing bin when she left her home for the assessment. On the day that she was analyzed, she said she hadn't showered since the morning of the occurrence. The evaluation discovered proof of vaginal injury, which Bryant's safeguard group guaranteed was predictable with having intercourse with various accomplices in 2 days. The proof submitted by police incorporated the T-shirt that Bryant wore the evening of the occurrence, which had three little stains of the informer's blood on it. The smear was confirmed to be the informer's blood by DNA testing, and most likely was not menstrual blood because the informer said she had her period 2 weeks sooner. It was uncovered that Bryant inclined the lady over the seat to engage in sexual relations with her, which supposedly caused the death. This was the sex demonstration being referred to, as the informer claimed she advised Bryant to stop. However, he would not, and Bryant claims he halted after inquiring as to whether he could discharge all over her. Trina McKay, the retreat's night reviewer, said she considered him to be as she was leaving to return home, and she didn't look or even seem as though there had been any problem. However, Bobby Petrek, the informer's secondary school companion and bellman at the hotel, said she seemed by all accounts to be vexed, and disclosed to me that Kobe Bryant had constrained sex with her. Half a month before the preliminary she planned to start, the informer composed a letter to State Specialist Gary Sandberg explaining a few subtleties of her first meeting by Colorado police. She stated, "I disclosed to Detective Winters that on the morning while at the same time leaving, I experienced vehicle difficulties. That was not valid. At that point, when I came in to work late, that was the explanation I gave to my supervisor. in all reality, I had slept in. I revealed to Detective Winters that Mr. Bryan had made me remain in the room and wash my face, while I was held without wanting to be in that room. I was not compelled to wash my face. I didn't wash my face. Rather, I halted at the mirror by the lift on that floor to tidy my face up. I am incredibly frustrated with myself and sorry to anybody deluded by that mistake of data. I said what I said because I felt that Detective Winters didn't accept what had befallen me. Bryan's defense counselor, Pamela McKee, stated that the informer was taking an enemy of insane medication for the treatment of schizophrenia at the hour of the occurrence. Lindsay McKinney, who lived with the informer, said the lady twice attempted to murder herself at school by overdosing on dosing pills. Before the supposed occurrence, the informer, a yearning artist, went for a TV program, American Idol, with the tune Pardon by Rebecca Lynn Howard, yet bombed and didn't progress, notwithstanding the lady's ethical character and notoriety being tested by Bryant's legal advisor. She got passing dangers and loathed mail, and her personality was released on different occasions. On September 1, 2004, Eagle County District Judge Terry Ruckriegel expelled the charges against Bryan after investigators spent more than $200,000 getting ready for a preliminary trial, since her informer educated them that she was reluctant to affirm. Around the same time, the criminal case was rejected. Bryan gave the accompanying proclamation through his lawyer. To begin with, I need to apologize legitimately to the young lady associated with this occurrence. I need to apologize to her for my conduct that night and for the results that she endured in the previous year. Although this year has been unimaginably hard for me, by and by, I can just envision the agony she has needed to preserve. I likewise need to apologize to her folks and relatives and my loved ones and supporters, and to the residents of Eagle, Colorado. I additionally need to clarify that I don't scrutinize the thought of processing of this young lady. No cash has been paid to this lady. She has concurred that this announcement won't be utilized against me in the typical case. Although I accept this experience between us was consensual, I perceive, since she didn't and doesn't see the episode in a similar way that I do. Following quite a while of checking on revelations, tuning into her lawyer, and even her declaration face to face, I presently see how she feels that she didn't agree to this experience. I issue this announcement today completely mindful that while one piece of this case closes today, others are remained open. I comprehend that the collective body of evidence against me will go ahead. That piece of this case will be chosen by and between the gathering, straightforwardly engaged with the occurrence. It will never again be money-related or passionate channel on the residents of the province of Colorado. Chapter 30. Support. Before the beginning of 1996 and 97 season, Bryant marked a 6-year contract with Adidas that was worth around $48 million. His first signature shoe was Equipment KB8. Bryant's other prior supports included arrangements with the Coca-Cola Company to embrace their Sprite soda pop, showing up in commercials for McDonald's, advancing Spalding's new NBA infusion ball, Upper Deck, Italian chocolate organization Ferrero S.P.A.'s Image Nutella, Russell Corporation, and showing up a loan arrangement of computer games by Nintendo. Numerous organizations like McDonald's and Ferrero S.P.A. ended his agreements when the assault claims against him opened. A remarkable particular case was Nike Incorporated, who had marked him for a 5-year, $40 to $45 million agreement just before the occurrence. Be it as it may, they would not utilize his picture or market another shoe for his year yet inevitably started advancing Bryant once his image recouped 2 years after the fact. He has since continued support manages the Coca-Cola company through their backup energy brands to promote their vitamin water brands of beverages. Bryant was additionally the spread competitor for the NBA 07, featuring the Life Volume 2, and showed up in ads for the computer games Guitar Hero World Tour with Tony Hawk, Michael Phelps, and Alex Rodriguez. In 2008, The Call for Duty, Black Ops, nearby Jimmy Kimmel in 2010. In a 2008 video advancing Nike's Hyper Dunk shoes, Bryant seemed to bounce over a speeding Aston Martin. The trick was viewed as phony, and the Los Angeles Times said a precise method would most likely be an infringement on Bryant's Lakers contract. In the wake of advancing Nike's Hyper Dunk shoes, Bryant turned out with his fourth version of his mark line by Nike, the Zoom Kobe 4. In 2010, Nike propelled another shoe, Nike Zoom Kobe 5. In 2009, Bryant marked an arrangement with Nubo to showcase the Dark Mamba assortment, a line of sport extravagance watches that range from $25,000 to $285,000. On February 9, 2009, Bryant was highlighted on the front of ESPN, the magazine. In any case, it was not for anything basketball-related. Instead, it was about Bryant being a significant fanatic of the FC Barcelona. CNN assessed Bryant's support bargains in 2007 to be worth $16 million a year. In 2010, Bryant was positioned third behind Tiger Woods and Jordan in Forbes' rundown of world's most generously compensated competitors with $48 million. On December 13, 2010, Bryant marked a 2-year support to manage Turkey's national carrier, Turkish Airlines. The arrangement included Bryant being in a limited-time film to be disclosed in more than 80 countries. Notwithstanding his being utilized in advance, print, and board publicizing, Bryant showed up as a spread competitor for the company computer games. Kobe Bryant in NBA Courtside. Kobe Bryant Courtside 2, featuring Kobe Bryant. NBA Courtside 2002, NBA 3 on 3, featuring Kobe Bryant. NBA 07, featuring The Life, Volume 2. NBA 09, The Inside. NBA 2K10, NBA 2K17, Legend Edition Gold. In September 2012, Bryant shot business. In September 2012, Bryant shot business for Turkish Airlines with FC Barcelona star Lionel Messi. In the aircraft's most recent activity, the pair contends to win the consideration of a youthful boy. In 2013, Forbes recorded Bryant the fifth most generously compensated game star on the planet, behind Floyd Mayweather, Cristiano Ronaldo, LeBron James, and Lionel Messi. Bryant was likewise one of the worldwide envoys of the 2019 FIBA Basketball World Cup in China. Chapter 31. Music. In secondary school, Bryant was an individual from a rap bunch called the Shizwa. Sony Entertainment marked the gathering, yet the organization's definitive objective was to dispose of the forum and have Bryant record without anyone else. The name needed to gain by Bryant's childhood an NBA distinction. He performed at a 1997 show by Sway and King Tech, and recorded a refrain from a remix of Brian McKnight's Hold Me. Bryant even showed up on a Lakers colleague O'Neal's Respect, beginning the track, 3X is Dope. However, Bryant's name was not recorded on the credits. Sony pushed Bryant from his underlying foundations of the underground hip bounce into a progressively radio-accommodating sound. His presentation collection, Visions, was planned to discharge in the spring of 2000. The leading single, Kobe, included supermodel Tyra Banks singing The Snar. The single appeared in January 2000 and was performed at an NBA All-Star Weekend that month. The tune was not generally welcomed. Sony surrendered plans for the collection, which was never discharged, and dropped Bryant soon after that. The Sony president who initially marked Bryant had just left, and Bryant's different sponsor had, for the most part, relinquished him. Subsequently, Bryant helped to establish an autonomous record mark, Heads High Entertainment. However, it collapsed in a year. In 1999, Bryant showed up on a remix of State My Name by Destiny's Child on the Mixi Signal variant of the tune. In 2011, Bryant was highlighted by Taiwanese vocalist Jay Chou's single, The Heaven and Earth Challenge, articulated Taiwan DY Do. The returns for downloads of both the individual and the ringtones were given to devastated schools for ball offices and gear. The music video and single likewise includes Bryant. The tune was also utilized by Sprite in its 2011 showcasing effort in China. In 2009, rapper Lil Wayne titled the song Kobe Bryant. Additionally, in 2010, rapper Sho Baraka discharged a tune called Kobe Bryant On Him, which was highlighted on his collection Lions and Liars. Kobe Bryant showed up on the Nickelodeon TV sketch satire arrangement All That in 2000 and MTV's Ridiculousness in 2019. Chapter 32, Generosity. Previous NBA star Kobe Bryant, who passed away in a helicopter crash in Calabasas, California, is regarded for his heritage. CNN says Kobe Bryant is one of the best basketball players ever. However, his effect stretched out a long way past the courts. The wild contender was as enthusiastic about altruism as he was tied in with the seeking after bushels or title rings. He's leaving a heritage, and he's showing individuals how to do something other than a competitor. Previous partner, Meta World Peace, told CNN in a meeting not long after the declaration of Bryant's demise in the helicopter crash. Here are some of the different ways you can respect Kobe Bryant's heritage through the foundations he upheld. The Kobe and Vanessa Bryant Family Foundation. The Kobe and Vanessa Bryant Family Foundation was one of the Ball Star's most active charitable works. Bryant and his better half began the establishment to improve the lives of youngsters and their families. KVBF gives grants and works Mamba FC, an adolescent soccer club that shows youthful competitors how to become pioneers and autonomous masterminds through games. Since 2011, the establishment has cooperated with the United Way of Greater Los Angeles, Step Up on the Second, and Destitute Youth Drop-In Focus, My Friend's Place, to give thorough administrations to impoverished children in the Los Angeles area. Vanessa Bryant usually visits the youthful guardians at My Friend's Place and has a unique yearly festival for them and their kids. After-School All-Stars. Bryant was a privileged diplomat of After-School All-Stars, a nonprofit association that partners with schools across the nation to expand school hours for low-pay kids. As a hero in after-school programming for all, Bryant gave visit persuasive addresses and fundraised for the association's Los Angeles area, which serves 14,000 understudies. 98% of those understudies are use of shading. Make-A-Wish Foundation. In the most recent 20 years, Kobe Bryant has conceded over 250 wishes of kids combating dangerous elements through the Make-A-Wish Foundation. The establishment's Facebook page called Bryant a stunning wish granter who has carried innumerable grins to our desired kids and their families. Confront Cancer. Bryant was additionally a lead for the individuals engaging malignancy. Outside of sending inspirational messages to those battling cancer, he has fundraised for research and medicinal costs. In 2012, he was a part of an elite player broadcast that raised more than $81 million for exploring through Stand Up to Cancer. The National Association of African American History and Culture. Bryant and his better half gave, at any rate, $1 million to the National Museum of African American History and Culture. The couple is one of the gallery's establishing benefactors. At the point when the gallery opened in 2016, Bryant tweeted out this message: "Go see this historical center. There is no more prominent demonstration of this nation and the narratives right now." Bryant was the official representative for After School All-Stars, or ASAS, an American nonprofit association that gives complete after-school projects to kids in 13 U.S. urban areas. Bryant likewise began the Kobe Bryant China Fund, which cooperated with the Sun Ching Ling Foundation, a cause sponsored by the Chinese government. The Kobe Bryant China Fund raises inside China reserved for training and well-being programs. On November 4th, 2010, Bryant showed up close... On November 4th, 2010, Bryant showed up close by Zach Braff at the call for duty. At the call of duty, Black Ops dispatch... Black Ops... Black Ops dispatch coach... Black Ops dispatch occasion at the Santa Monica... On November 4th, 2010, Bryant showed up close at the Zach Braff at the call of duty Black Ops dispatch occasion at the Santa Monica Airport, where they exhibited $1 million check to the Call of Duty Endowment, an activism-established not-for-profit association that encourages veterans to change to regular citizen professions after their military career has finished. Together with his better half, Bryant established the Kobe and Vanessa Bryant Family Foundation, or KVBFF. Its objectives are helping youngsters out of luck, empowering the advancement of physical and social abilities through games, and helping the destitute. Bryant talked about the shamefulness focused on vagrants who are accused of their circumstance, saying that vagrancy ought not to be overlooked or concentrated on. Bryant said he needed more out of life than only the capable b-ball profession. Kobe Bryant is one of the best ball players ever, yet his effect reached out long past the court. The wild contender was as enthusiastic about altruism as he was seeking the containers or title rings. He's leaving a heritage, and he's showing individuals how to be something other than a competitor. Previous partner Meta World Peace told CNN in a meeting not long after the declaration of Bryant's passing. Here are some of the ways you can respect Kobe Bryant's heritage through the causes he bolstered. The Kobe and Vanessa Bryant Family Foundation was one of the basketball star's most significant philanthropic works. Bryant and his considerable other began the establishment to improve the lives of youngsters and their families. KVBF gives grants and works Mamba FC, an establishment soccer club that shows youthful competitors how to become pioneers and autonomous scholars through games. Since 2011, the establishment has cooperated with the United Way of Greater Los Angeles, Step Up on School, and Destitute Youth Drop-In Focus, My Friend's Place, to give far-reaching administrations to impoverished children in the Los Angeles area. Vanessa Bryant consistently visits youthful guardians at My Friend's Place and has a unique yearly festival for them and their kids. Bryant was a privileged representative of After School All-Stars, a non-benefit association that coordinates with schools across the country to broaden school hours for low-paid youngsters. As a victor for after-school programming for all, Bryant gave visit inspirational talks and fundraised for the association's Los Angeles area, which services 14,000 understudies. 98% of those understudies are children, are youth of shading. In the most recent 20 years, Kobe Bryant has allowed more than 250 wishes of youngsters combating perilous elements through Make-A-Wish Foundation. The establishment's Facebook page called Bryant an astounding gift grantor who has carried incalculable grins to our desired kids and their families. Bryant was likewise a hero for individuals engaging in malignant growth of cancer. Outside of the sending inspirational messages of those battling the ailments, he has fundraised for research and therapeutic costs. In 2012, he was part of a top pick broadcast that raised more than $81 million for inquiring about For Stand-Up Through Cancer. Bryant and his significant other gave in any event $1 million to the National Association of African American History and Culture. The couple is one of the gallery's establishing givers. At that point, when the Historical Center opened in 2016, Bryant tweeted out this message, go see this gallery. There is no more prominent demonstration of this nation than the accounts right now. You can bolster crafted by these associations through you can have any kind of an effect. L.A. tourist spots lit in purple and gold to honor Kobe Bryant. Los Angeles lit its tourist spots in Lakers purple and gold Sunday night to respect the inheritance of Kobe Bryant. Flying video from Sky 5 over Midtown demonstrated the U.S. Bank Tower, the Los Angeles City Hall, both washed in Lakers hues. The Intercontinental Hotel at Wilshire Grand Center additionally showed Kobe's unique number 8 in lights on the structure. A purple and gold water show welcomed guests to downtown's Grand Park, and Santa Monica's Ferris wheel shone in a stunning light show. Indeed, even explorers showing up and withdrawing from LAX couldn't miss a tribute to the b-ball legend. As the famous arches were lit up medium term in the Lakers' hues, on Monday night, the regularly red Peterson Automotive Museum on Wilshire Boulevard started shining. Indeed, even on the East Coast, New York City's Empire State Building lit up the group's notorious hues Monday night. Bryant played his whole 20-year profession with the Lakers. He won 5 NBA titles with the group. He won 5 NBA titles with the club, including consecutive back-to-back titles close to Shaquille O'Neal in 2000, 2001, and 2002. There are no words to communicate the torment I'm expressing now with this shocking and miserable snapshot of losing my niece Gigi and my companion, my sibling, my accomplice in winning titles, my man, my homie, O'Neal said after learning of his previous colleague's passing. Chapter 33, Undertakings. Bryant set up Kobe Incorporated to possess and develop trademarks in the games business. The underlying venture was a 10% stake in Body Armor Super Drink Organization for $6 million in March of 2014. The home office is in Newport Beach, California, with Coca-Cola buying a minority stake in the organization in August of 2018. The valuation of Bryant's stake rose to around $200 million. On August 22, 2016, Bryant and his colleague Jeff Stibel propelled a Bryant Stibel, an investment firm centered around various organizations including media, information, gaming, and innovation with $100 million in financing. In 2018, Brian turned into the primary African-American to win the Academy Award for Best Animated Short Film and the principal previous expert competitor to be selected and to win an Academy Award in any classification for his film, Dear Basketball. In the nightfall of Kobe Bryant's vocation with the Lakers, the 18-time All-Star imparted a dream to wealthy person Chris Sacca. When his time in ball is finished, he would turn into a speculator. To the stun of a couple of others sitting with us, I answered, "Kobe, I'm heartbroken. However, I simply don't pay attention to you," Sacca reviewed in an email to the Times. He giggled, then stated, "What might change that?" Sacca gave Brian a rundown of books, recordings, TED Talks, and web recordings to learn about new businesses and to contribute, figuring that would be its finish. In any case, throughout the following couple months, he continued calling and messaging me to painfully inconvenient times of the day and late evening, needing to talk about his responses to explicit sections and thoughts and relate to other stuff he was pursuing that I didn't dole out. Sacca said, actually, at 3 a.m., he would be on his active recuperation treadmill and call me. His fixation to learning this stuff was such a day in and day out. The determined, hard-working attitude that moved Brian's 20 years in the NBA additionally helped driving his change into the business head, honcho, creator, and Oscar-winning producer. Brian, who died on Sunday alongside eight others in the helicopter crash in Calabasas, assembled a wide-extending realm that incorporates investment, support, interactive media creation organizations, athletic instructional hubs, and books. What he was trying to do was awesome because he wasn't simply going to slap his name on things for vanity, said Chris Silbermann, CEO of Ability Organizations, ICM Partners. He was attempting to do everything with a reason. It was much the same as how he played. He had an arrangement, reasoning, and a reason around all that he did. In 2013, Bryant discreetly helped to establish investment support with business visionary Jeff Stibel to put resources in the media and tech organizations. They disclosed Brian Stibel and Company. Months after Brian played his last game as a Laker, its prominent ventures had included Lawful Administration's organization, LegalZoom, and Epic Games, the producer of raving success Fortnite, just as failure to discharge Juicero, whose Wi-Fi perfect juicer was at last giggled bankrupt. By September 2019, the firm supposedly oversaw more than $2 billion in capital. In the interim, Bryant was contributing to another front also. In 2014, he declared he framed Kobe Incorporated, situated in Newport Beach, with plans to create brands that would overturn the games business. The leading venture through the organization was sports drink Body Armor. That underlying $6 million speculation developed into an estimate of $200 million after Coca-Cola obtained a minority stake in 2018. Going into the principal meeting, "I knew nothing about this hard-working attitude," Sacca said. "I wouldn't have been astonished how hard he attempted to comprehend the universe of business enterprise and contributing." In a trace of various undertakings to come, Bryant cooperated with Alibaba, the Chinese online retail Goliath. In 2015, to team up with a web-based life stage, Kobe marked items and the arrival of his Showtime narrative dream. Bryant filled in as an official maker of the film, which gave an insight into his exertion from youth to the NBA. Bryant established Kobe Studios in mid-2013, to lead his Hollywood endeavors, later renamed Granite Studios. The Costa Mesa mixed media creation organization has sought after web recording, book, TV, and film ventures with an eye for stories that its site says pair instruction and motivation. "I love, love, love narrating," Bryant said in late 2015. I love instructing in an innovative manner. I love putting its bits of the riddle together. Granite's ventures have included Detail, an ESPN Plus arrangement co-facilitated by Bryant investigating proficient competitors and exhibitions. Bryant additionally composed and officially delivered the task. The Generation organization's most notable exertion was a 5.5-minute enlivened short that Bryant formed and created called Dear Basketball. It depended on a sonnet of a simpler name that Bryant wrote to report his retirement. The task, scored by 5-time Oscar-winning John Williams, won an Academy Award for the Best Energized Shortly in 2018. As b-ball players, we're truly expected to be quiet down and spill. Bryant said to his acknowledgement discourse, "I'm happy we're doing substantially more than that." At the service, Bryant alluded to the trouble in changing from b-ball whiz to business person, disclosing to USA Today, "It's a hard thing for competitors to begin once again. You need to start once more." In any case, it didn't appear to upset him. The word in the city about his organization is that he was truly taking every necessary step and wasn't underestimating anything. Bill Gerber, a film and TV maker whose credits incorporate A Star Is Born and Gran Torino, said of Bryant's media outlet slashes, "Bryant discovered accomplishment outside of Hollywood. He helped to establish a Mamba Sports Academy situated in Thousand Oaks and Redondo Beach in 2018, the business which promotes itself as a round-trip office intended to refresh the way men, ladies, and youth approach human execution, has facilitated players from the NBA and the WNBA, offered football quality and molding, Brazilian jiu-jitsu competitions, volleyball camps, and sports execution meetings. Bryant showed up in Thousand Oaks to mentor his 13-year-old little girl Gianna's AAU basketball group. She was among those killed in Sunday's accident. Bryant additionally discovered time to compose his book, The Mamba Mentality, utilizing the moniker he gave himself during his basketball profession, was released in late 2018. It offered a profound plunge into the brain of Bryant. "I recall when I was a child I got my first genuine basketball," he wrote in the opening. "I adored the vibe of it in my grasp, and I was so captivated with the ball that I would not like to skip it or use it, since I would like to keep it from being destroyed on the pebbled cowhide grains or the ideal scores." It was the top-of-the-line book in any class on Amazon on Sunday evening. No printed version stayed in stock. A year ago, Granite distributed Inheritance and the Queen, a young grown-up novel dependent on a story idea by Bryant about tennis-playing young lady who goes on a supernatural experience. He additionally made the children's webcast, The Punies, concentrated on youngsters who play sports together and learn life exercises en route. "I think Kobe determinedly put himself in the shoes of others," Sacca said. "There's an anecdote about how Kobe read the NBA official's handbook to realize where their vulnerability was. He did likewise with Adventure Contributing. Consolidate that with his over-the-top, hard-working attitude, and obviously his prosperity may have been fortunate. However, it was no mishap." Chapter 34, Death. At 9:06 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on January 26, 2020, a Sikorsky S-76 helicopter left from John Wayne Airport in Orange County, California, with 9 individuals on board. Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, Gianna, 6 family companions, and the pilot. The helicopter was enrolled in the Fillmore-based Island Express Holding Corporation, as indicated by the California Secretary of State's business database. The gathering was making a trip to a basketball game at Bryant's Mamba Academy in Thousand Oaks. Because of the light downpour and haze that morning, The LAPD helicopters and most of the other air traffic were grounded. The flight tracker shows that the helicopter hovered over LA Zoo because of overwhelming air traffic in the territory. The helicopter surrounded the region multiple times at an elevation of around 850 feet or 260 meters. At 9:30 a.m., the pilot, Ara Zobian, reached Burbank Airport's control tower, informing the Pinnacle that the circumstance was told he was flying too low to be followed by radar. Around then, the helicopter experienced an extraordinary mist and turned south towards the mountains. At 9:40 a.m., the aircraft climbed quickly from 1,200 feet, that is 370 to 610 meters, flying at about 185 miles an hour. At 9:45 a.m., the helicopter collided with the side of a mountain in Calabasas, around 30 miles northwest of downtown Los Angeles, and burst into flames. Bryant, his little girl, and the seven other inhabitants were killed. This likewise began a fire in about a quarter section of the shrubbery. At 9:47 a.m., specialists were called in. The workforce from the Los Angeles County Fire Department went to the scene, and paramedics rappelled from a helicopter to stage the search for survivors. The fire was hard to stifle because of the nearness of magnesium, yet the fire had been quenched by 10:30 a.m. Starting reports showed that the helicopter slammed into the slopes above Calabasas in substantial mist. Witness detailed hearing a helicopter battling before slamming. The Federal Aviation Administration, the National Transportation Safety Board, and the FBI have propelled examinations concerning the accident. On January 28th, Bryant's character was authoritatively affirmed by utilizing fingerprints. The next day, the Los Angeles County Department of Medical Examiner expressed that the official reason for death of Bryant and the eight others of the helicopter were obtuse power injury. On January 26, 2020, a Sikorsky S-76B smashed into Calabasas, California, around 30 miles northwest of Los Angeles, in transit from John Wayne Airport in Camarillo, California. It was conveying previous basketball great Kobe Bryant and his girl Gianna, along with six family companions, including baseball trainer John Antonoli and his better half, and little girl and the pilot. Each of the nine on board were killed. Chapter 35, Foundation. The helicopter was on the way to Bryant's basketball foundation when it crashed. It had been given clearance to fly in foggy climate. Bryant, as often as possible, utilized the helicopter to maintain a strategic distance from Los Angeles traffic. It was recently possessed by the state of Illinois, which used the aircraft to move governors and different authorities. Illinois sold the helicopter in 2015, as indicated by FAA in California as Secretary of State Records. The aircraft was enrolled in the Island Express Holding Corporation, situated in Fillmore, California. It was not commonly known in the repercussions of the accident whether Bryant had contracted the helicopter or rented it full-time. The helicopter didn't have a flight information recorder, or FDR. Helicopters in the U.S. are not required to convey them. The aircraft was likewise not outfitted with Territory Mindfulness and Cautioning Network, the TAWS, although the NTSB prescribed that all helicopters furnished with at least six front seats be provided with a TAWS after a 2004 S-76 Alpha accident, the FAA didn't execute the proposal. The crash on 26 January 2020 at 9:06 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, Bryant withdrew from John Wayne Airport, or SNA, in Orange County, California, in a 1991 Sikorsky S-76 Bravo helicopter, tag number N-72EX, alongside eight others, including his 13-year-old little girl, Gianna, her 13-year-old partners, Alicia Antebelli, and Peyton Chester, and their folks, Carrie and John Antebelli, head baseball trainer at Orange Coast College, and Sarah Chester, basketball right-hand mentor, Christina Mauser, and Pyla Arizobian. They were making a beeline for a baseball game at Bryant's Mamba Sports Academy in Newbury Park, where Bryant was booked to mentor Gianna's group. Flight records demonstrated that the helicopter had flown a similar excursion the day preceding, without episode, to Carmelo Airport, a little air terminal 20 minutes via vehicle from the Mamba Sports Academy. The earlier day's flight had taken just 30 minutes. Conversely, driving from Bryant's home in Newport Beach to the Institute would have taken, in any event, 2 hours. Conditions. The L.A. Police Air Support Division had grounded its police helicopters on the morning of January 26 in light of poor climate conditions. Air Support Division rules require at any rate 2 miles of permeability and an 800-foot cloud ceiling. At the time the flight took off from SNA, permeability was 5 miles with a cloud roof of 1,300 feet. And it was working under visual flight rules, VFR. Flying through a mist is conceivable if a pilot chooses to operate under normal instrument flight rules, IFR. Yet, as indicated by a previous pilot from Island Express and FAA records, the organization's pilots were not permitted to fly under IFR, regardless whether the organization's standards had allowed along these lines. Flying under IFR would have prompted protracted postponements and temporary reroutes, in this manner, spending any unforeseen time to reserve funds. In the light of the extreme blockage of Los Angeles-controlled airspace, Bryant's big-name status would not have given the helicopter need right now. The flight. Since visual flight rules restrict a pilot from flying into or close to mist, the helicopter rose to an elevation of 800 feet while flying northwest from SNA. On the majority of its past flights to Carmelo, the aircraft had turned west to downtown Los Angeles. They hovered over Santa Monica Mountains until it got to the Ventura Freeway, US 101. Be that as it may, on January 26, that was impossible for VFR flights given the deep marine layer that had driven haze from the Pacific Ocean into the Santa Monica Mountains. Instead, the helicopter proceeded with northwest, disregarded Boyle Heights, close to Dodger Stadium, and started following the course of the Golden State Freeway, I-5. As the flight drew closer to Glendale, air traffic controllers had the helicopter hover in a brief delay for 11 minutes, beginning at 9:21 a.m., before authorizing it to continue into the controlled airspace around Burbank Airport. Burbank controllers allowed leeway under uncommon VFR requiring the pilot to remain under 2,500 feet elevation. In the wake of continuing through the Burbank controlled airspace, the flight turned west after the Ronald Reagan Freeway, SR-118, as it went into the Van Nuys Airport command space. As it went into the Van Nuys Airport commanded airspace, the Van Nuys controllers, in a blink of an eye, a while later affirmed a turn to the southwest towards the Ventura Freeway. At 9:39, pilot Arizobian then recognized the handoff to Southern California Aviation Authority. In a public interview, NTSB member Jennifer Homedy expressed the pilot at that point prompted aviation authority he was placing the airplane into a move to stay away from a cloud layer. This was the last transmission to the passengers made by the pilot. By 9:42, the pilot had landed at and began following the Ventura Freeway west, entering all the more sloping territory at the western edge of the San Fernando Valley. As the ground began to rise, the helicopter went into an ascension, increasing to 1,000 feet in 36 seconds. At 9:44, in light of the solicitation from the pilot, Southern California airport regulation prompted the helicopter it was excessively near territory for flight. The following help. that would have finished the VFR trip with persistent verbal reports on air traffic. As indicated by the transponder information, the helicopter initially entered a climbing go to one side, taking a southern heading and topping at the height of 2,300 feet. The aircraft at that point made a plunging go further to one side, taking a southeast heading. The helicopter entered a plunge at 9:45:15, plunging at a pace of 4,000 to 5,000 feet per minute, with a speed of 160 miles an hour, before it struck the slope at 9:45:39 at a rise of around 1,400 feet. Effect in crisis reaction. The helicopter slammed and burst into flames at Calabasas, California, close to the crossing point at Las Virgenes Road, close to the crossing point of Las Virgenes Road, as revealed by a 911 crisis call at 9:47 a.m. The accident happened on the slope behind the central command of the Las Virgenes Municipal Water District. The hill is a piece of a little valley that is, in fact, the top finish of the Malibu Canyon. Occupants in the region on trailblazing bicycles saw the accident and called 911. Climate conditions were accounted for to be foggy. Witnesses announced that the helicopter's motor had been sputtering before the accident. Others announced seeing the aircraft flying into the ground at a generally critical pace. It is vague whether a misery call was made. The accident began a quarter section of land wildfire that was hard to stifle because of the nearness of magnesium. The Los Angeles County Fire Department firefighters reacted to the scene and smothered the fire by 10:30. The debris from the accident was dispersed on soaked landscape over a field assessed to stretch out 500 to 600 feet. Firefighters climbed to the site and paramedics rappelled from a helicopter to the scene. However, they couldn't find any survivors. Every one of the nine inhabitants of the plane was killed in the accident. At 11:24 a.m., under 2 hours after the accident, TMZ was leading news source to affirm Brian's demise. TMZ was later reprimanded at a nearby law implementation question and answer session for announcing the story under the watchful eye of the neighborhood law requirement had the open door for the coroner's office to affirm the character of the inhabitants and authoritatively educate families. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva expressed, "It would be very discourteous to comprehend that your adored one had died, and you learned that through TMZ." At 2:30 p.m., the L.A. County Sheriff and the Los Angeles County Fire Department held a joint public interview itemizing introductory parts of the accident. Los Angeles County Fire Boss Darrell Oldsby affirmed the Federal Aviation Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board were on the scene researching. A GO team comprising of 18 individuals, including experts and examiners from the NTSB, landed at night to look for a flight recorder. Because of the accident, an examination was propelled into Lockheed Martin's Sikorsky S-76B at 8 p.m. The L.A. County Sheriff, the L.A. County Province Fire Department, and the L.A. Area Department of the Medical Examiner Coroner held another joint question and answer session. The sheriff encouraged individuals to remain away because individuals had overflowed into private neighborhoods around the accident site. The traffic was impeding people on the call. The FAA forced a 5-mile no-fly zone around the accident site up to an elevation of 5,000 feet. The coroner had the option to at first evacuate the remaining parts of the 3 of the 9 exploited people medium term. Because of the endeavors of unapproved access during the first night after the accident, the sheriff appointed representatives to watch over a rough landscape on the horseback and off-road vehicles to implement safe edge and forestall access by keepsake trackers. It was accounted for the next day that the pilot was informed that he was at an excessively low level for a flight following, which he had mentioned via air traffic controllers minutes before the helicopter collided with the slope. This implies the aircraft was too low to be followed via airport regulations. Possibly, yet it doesn't mean that it was too weak to even think about flying securely. On January 29th, each of the nine bodies had been recovered from the accident site. Bryant's body was recognized through fingerprints. Postmortem examinations were led on January 28th. Chapter 36, Aficionados of Bryant Grieving His Passing. Around 200 individuals accumulated at the foot of the slope near the accident, with many wearing Bryant's shirt and holding balls. Individuals also framed an improvised remembrance at Staples Center, where the Los Angeles Lakers, the group with whom Bryant had spent his whole expert profession play, only hours before the field was booked to have a Grammy Awards. During the function, Alicia Keys, the Boys to Men, great tribute to Bryant, the different entertainers, including Lil Nas X, Lizzo, Run DMC, Aerosmith, DJ Khalid, joined tributes to Bryant in their exhibitions. Bryant's two resigned pullovers, hanging in the rafters of Staples Center, were lit with a spotlight. Fans made a remembrance for Bryant outside the Kobe Bryant Gymnasium at Lower Merion High School in Ardmore, Pennsylvania, which Bryant went to from 1992 to 1996. Shirts, committed b-balls, teddy bears, blossoms, and candles were all together set down to memorialize Bryant. Tourist spots over the United States, including the Los Angeles International Airport, Madison Square Garden, the Empire State Building, and around the globe, were lit with purple and gold in Bryant's memory. In sports, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said in an announcement, "The NBA family is crushed by the terrible going of Kobe Bryant and his little girl Gianna. For 20 seasons, Kobe gave us what is conceivable when momentous ability mixes with the evident dedication to winning. He was one of the most uncommon players throughout the entire existence of our game, with amazing achievements. Be that as it may, he will be recalled most for motivating individuals around the globe to get a ball and to contend with the absolute best of their ability. He was liberal with the astuteness he procured. He considered it to be his strategic offer to people in the future of players. Being extraordinary, have a great time going down his affection for the game to Gianna." Greg Downer, Bryant's secondary school ball mentor, was totally stunned and crushed by the news and was too upset to even consider speaking to the media. Killjoy trained Bryant at Lower Merion High School in rural Pennsylvania from 1992 to 1996 and won the state title with Bryant in 1996. Michael Jordan, to whom Bryant was frequently analyzed, said in an announcement, "Words cannot depict the torment I am feeling. I adored Kobe. He resembled a younger sibling to me. We used to talk regularly, and I will miss those discussions without a doubt. He was a wild contender, one of the greats of the game, and an imaginative power." Shaquille O'Neal, Bryant's Lakers colleague from 1996 to 2004, and with whom he shared a kinship and later an intensely advertised quarrel, said that he was wiped out and had no words to communicate the agony. Several NBA groups paid tribute to Bryant during their games that night with purposeful on-court infringement, alluding to his uniform numbers, the violation of the 24-second shot clock, and a standard expecting groups to propel the pass ball mid-court inside 8 seconds. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar posted a video on Twitter communicating his sympathies. LeBron James, who had passed on the rundown of the NBA vocation scoring pioneers the earlier night, had addressed Bryant on the morning of the mishap, posted an announcement on Instagram saying, "I'm shattered and crushed. I guarantee you I'll proceed with your inheritance." Jerry West, Laker extraordinaire and senior supervisor, had organized the arrangement to obtain Bryant for the Lakers, said that, "I think what imparts me most one individual with one name, Kobe. You wouldn't need to refer to his last name. And that it was the saddest day of his life to discover that the families in the helicopter crash had passed on. Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban said that a Dallas Maverick will never again wear the number 24. Several NBA players already wearing Bryant's uniform chose to change to new numbers to pay tribute to Bryant. Gianna Bryant was a fanatic at the UConn Huskies ladies' ball group and had gone to different games, and she would have liked to visit and play for the college. UConn tweeted a picture of a pullover and blossoms set on their seat with their tribute message, "A Husky until the end of time." AC Millen, Bryant's preferred soccer group growing up, wore dark armbands in memory of him in their Coppa Italia coordinate against Torino on January 28th. A moment of quietness was likewise held before the match. Numerous soccer players and groups paid tribute to Bryant during the events and via web-based networking media. The NBA delayed the Los Angeles Lakers down against the Los Angeles Clippers that had been booked for January 28th, 2 days after the catastrophe. Many Major Baseball, National Football League, and National Hockey League players, groups, and different associations memorialized Bryant in the quick consequence of the accident. Numerous players required some severe energy of the 2020 Pro Bowl to offer their appreciation to Bryant as petitions and festivity tributes. The WWE paid tribute to Bryant during its 2020 Royal Rumble pay-per-view, and numerous expert grapplers communicated their sympathy for the Bryant family. Various ATP Tour tennis players paid tribute to Bryant during the 2020 Australian Open, including Novak Djokovic, who noted, "He was perhaps the best competitor ever. He enlivened me and numerous others around the globe." Still young at 41, Bryant passed on a helicopter crash Sunday in California. Seemed as though he could suit up and drop 30 points on an adversary NBA group. It doesn't appear that sometime in the past that he was scoring 60 centers in his last NBA game, absorbing the cheers of the Los Angeles Lakers fans, who revered him for 2 decades as one of the city's preferred children. After his 20-year NBA vocation, all with the Lakers, Bryant is everything except guaranteed of being the first polling form inductee into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame in the not-too-distant future. He was a wild contender, one of the greats of the game, and an inventive power, said individual NBA symbol Michael Jordan. Appreciation. We sincerely appreciate your purchase of our book and audio that reveals useful information about everything you need to know about the biography of Kobe Bryant. We hope you loved it. Thank you. This has been Kobe Bryant, the life of the most incredible basketball player legend of all time and his Mamba mentality. Written by Ronald James, narrated by Al Remington. Copyright 2020 by Ronald James. Narrated by Al Remington.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.